Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 22nd of November. Hope you're well. It was good to have football back, wasn't it? Back to normal, as we said in the Bet Slip Friday. I did say if United didn't beat Watford, I thought that would be Ollie's last game. And sure enough, I think we all knew Saturday night that the trigger was going to be pulled, but he left yesterday. Be fair, United did it in the right way, and he did an interview, which I saw snippets of on the Sky Sports app. He wasn't the right man, just didn't work out. Shocking result, that, for them on Saturday, given the players they've got. And I did tell you that I thought Liverpool would stuff Arsenal. Gulf between those sides is massive. I did tell you to fill your boots, Tottenham leads. Said there'd be goals, Newcastle. I think Newcastle games will feature goals. He cannot defend Eddie Howe. Be really interesting to see how that pans out, that appointment. Spurs were pretty poor in the first half, but a lot better in the second half, and just shows you what... I mean, I did say it when he was at Chelsea. He's just infectious. I just love seeing him at the end of the game. You know, they all cheer goals and that, but the way he just goes out to the players, and he's just so passionate about what he does. It'd be really interesting. I mean, I've got no doubts that at some stage him and Levy will fall out, but I just think we're going to see more exciting Tottenham and something to watch. That Leeds, to be fair, did well first off. Really, really interesting to see what United do, isn't it? You know, the bookmakers think that they're going to wait till the summer for Poch. Are they going to leave Carrick and that in charge, who've been part of this, you know, abject sort of performances? I thought they might have cleared the lot out, but I guess they'll wait till they get a new man and let him pick his back team. But, and Chelsea, City obviously march on like machines. Oh, and Gerrard got his first one. The old Villa fans up and down. Again, another one. Be interesting to see. But good to have it back. In different weekend, punting-wise. But bit of a bloodbath Saturday. Okay-ish yesterday. But it'll all settle down now, and at least you can get into a rhythm of it now and move forward. What else has happened? NFL 49ers won again, making perhaps a late bid for the playoff. We got 3 out of 3 on the bet, so that was good. Actually, a bit lucky, because there was one that I would have had, but the price moved, so I didn't put it out, which would have lost. So fortunately, we got 3 out of 3 there, so that took us up to about 9-10 points again. And the final proper golf tournament of the year got a couple of places, and that moved on to 25 points for the top 20s in not very long. Fantastic little bets they are. So they'll return in January. It's been a bit tough. I mean, obviously I told you about the dog. Sam had that dental treatment, but I'm going to say, I just like to keep people posted, really, because if people think I've gone quiet, but she had an MRI about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She's been really having trouble walking over the last 18 months, and I've kept on and on and on about going to get it sorted, and I think she was more scared than anything. It's the she's 55, it's starting to admit you're old. But I did finally get her to an MRI 3-4 weeks ago, and she had the results last week, and she's got osteoarthritis in both hips, which basically means she's going to need new hips, but they don't want to do it now, because obviously if they do it now when she's 55, they'll probably have to do it again then when she's 75. I think whatever the quality of these joints, they have a limited lifespan. Where you have to have it again. And I get the thing of not wanting, I mean, my view is just get it done when you need to get it done. But we did go and see somebody and they said, no, you know, can we just try and manage the pain? She didn't want to have a steroid injection, which I had a couple of frozen shoulders when I was 40 and had those. They're not pleasant, so she didn't want those. But she's just got her all a bit down. She's a bit lost her confidence a little bit in her ability to do things. She's always been active and gardening. And it's not the pain's managed, it's the sort of mental side that I think she's feeling that she's getting older and can't do much, and obviously wants to get out to Malta to the little one and all these sorts of things. So it's been a bit tough mentally for her recently, which obviously, you know, I have to turn my attention to, like, I guess a bit lockdown, like trying to lift her up. I think if we fucking cancelled Christmas this year, she would fully collapse, because we're hoping that Ari and Jodie are here for Christmas, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, so if I have gone quiet, it's just, I've just got things on my mind like that. It's not not anyone, that's why I do tell you, so that, you know, it's not, oh, email me and say, oh, it's nothing that, it's just that if I'm not leaping around or fully engaging with people at times, there's just other things going on. And yeah, I mean, at the minute she's managing it with turmeric. There you go, Shazwad. Turmeric apparently is really good for this. Obviously it can't cure it, it doesn't go back, it'll just keep getting worse, but it's managing the pain and getting the movability is the thing that there, and apparently turmeric is the best. Brilliant, the medical professionals, but ultimately they did go away and said, well, if you're not going to have the steroid injection, which is fair enough, Sam turned it down, says, well, you just have to take painkillers. And I thought, well, really? Is that really what you want to be telling people? Take painkillers every day? So she's done the Google Doc, which I also despair. And yes, so there you go. Old people, basically. 55 old, osteoarthritis. Anyway, let's move on. Right, summer school, obviously, I think, what are we, 72, 73 days in. I'm going to turn my attention over the next few weeks just to the finish of that. I've got some videos to do, and obviously then what people decide to do afterwards. Again, lots of people, so I get so many emails, and not just really sort of, again, it all comes down to, for me, the mental side of this and keeping going. When I've got a 1.5 system that I do, being absolutely, absolutely rock solid, rock solid. And then September, October, or sort of October, maybe end of September after the international break, October, and then November pre-international break, it was horrific. Just the legs fell off it, and then it's, you know, and it's, oh, you do start, oh, is that gone? But everything looks like it will be fine. But it is going through those spells. And I think you've always got to think back to, obviously, if you keep good records and things, you can look at it, but you've got to look back to the good experiences. I think you've got to, I think people try and relate everything to, oh, you know, I'm so unlucky, I'm always unlucky, and then they look at other things that aren't even related to betting and go, yeah, I was unlucky there, and this, that, and the other. And if I've got one bit of advice for people, genuinely, you know, I've talked a lot about bad habits and writing them down and getting to what's your one thing, but write down the good things that you've done. I think we live in such a world at the minute of animosity, meanness, digging people out. You know, you only need to look at this recent trend of going back, finding what people have done 10, 15 years ago or said on, you know, like these cricketers, and, you know, that cricketer, I'm not fully au fait with the cricket story, but Rafiq, is it, obviously, you know, he brought up the racism thing, and somebody's dug out, he said something about Jews. You know, you got that cricketer who made his debut and somebody released that on the day. We just live in that sort of world at the minute where people are more concerned on bad stuff, digging people out, making things worse. And I like to believe that there's a lot of good in the world still. You know, I know it gets harder, and I think what you have to remember is that Twitter isn't actually the world, despite a lot of people thinking it is. It's a very narrow subset of how people actually live their lives. But I do think you should look at and write down your positive things, because you get into that, once you get into that negative sort of everything's against me and everything's ending and the world's beating me up, you forget what you have done and what you have achieved, and everybody's got good things, everybody's got bad things, and don't let them tell you. Now, I know there's, again, people who want to act superior to everybody else, and I think it's a good exercise to congratulate yourself. And I don't mean you have to go bawling it in the streets, but just actually writing down the things that you've achieved that are better. So if you go to the summer school, I talk to people about top trumps cards and sort of giving yourself a score and then looking at yourself every 3 months and trying to improve those things. It's actually a good thing to do, looking back in your life over however long, it doesn't matter, and writing down actually the good things and how you felt then and what made you act like that, rather than focusing on the poor and negative all the time. Punting wise, I sort of get to the stage where I've given up sort of, and I don't mean this in a way, I still see people record every day results, bringing them up every day, and I think, well, I can't say it anymore, and I end up like, what's the point in saying it, because nobody's listening. I'm sure there are people listening, but you can't just keep saying the same thing. What have we done, 900 of these podcasts? I can't just keep, 700 of them saying the same thing. But I do think that people, just in life in general at the minute, I think we're particularly what we've been through with COVID, I've said it many times, nobody knows what's going on behind anybody else's front door. And we all have good things, we all have bad things. But I think when we look at it, things like betting, people get, if they're in a bad run or they've had a bad weekend or a bad day, they kind of think the whole thing of life is beating them up. And I think you should look back at the things you've done well in life. And everybody has, no matter what you may think, everybody has. And remember those moments, write them down, enjoy them, add to them, look to add to them. So they are the sort of things, I was just thinking the other day, and I was thinking about Sam. Sam's beating herself up all the time. She's been a really good person for many, many years, really good mum, really good wife, works tirelessly, when she was gardening, RSPCA, gives her absolute all, and she's sort of looking at it now going, everything's, and I'm like, well, hang on, look what you've actually done, and we'll just use those skills in a different way now. If you can't go out hurtling around gardening, we'll find something else and use them in a different way. She's fantastically crafty, makes baby blankets and stuff like that, just loves it. So there's still plenty of stuff rather than feeling this lack of worth. And I think that's the thing that people have, is this lack of worth. And I think that's what a lot of leads to nastiness. I think people who want to be... people who want to be negative are kind of doing it to excuse themselves. That's how I feel. I mean, I might be wrong there, but it just feels, I would never get up in the morning and think I'm deliberately going to be nasty to somebody. I've fallen out with plenty of people, but I'm not going to get up in the morning and think, right, who can I fuck up today? And Sam is absolutely everything for doing things for other people. But I just thought, you've got a load of good traits, let's look at them. And I just thought of that about betting. I see people beating themselves up and it's all over and this, that and the other, and all these things fall into line. You've got to set yourself up properly, yes, we've got to have a method to bet, all that, yes. But I always fall down on this mental approach to it, is how you get on and handle yourself. And if you are a negative person and then you have a losing day, it makes it worse, doesn't it? And I just think you've got to find a way, and I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm no psychologist, and we've talked about books you can read and this, that and the other, but I just think you've got to tap into being a bit more proud of yourself and proud of the things you've achieved in life, proud of what you've done in your work in life, as you've been as a father, mother, parent, son, daughter, whatever it may be. And again, get away from worrying too much what other people are doing. Again, we live in this world, don't we, where it's too easy to compare and judge and look at people, and look at the people who do inspire you, and why they inspire you, and what traits have they got, and focus on that as opposed to the negative bits and just thinking all the time about the downsides. This game, you talk about variance. So I don't know, what did Tottenham go off? I'm going to try and do a quick bit of mental maths. Hold on a second while we're doing it. Hang on a minute, I need to find some files. This is good now. I could have done this earlier, couldn't I? But this, somebody was talking about the shambles of my podcast to me last week, saying I'm an absolute mess. Can't remember who it is. But then I did. We'll have a pod tomorrow on Chrissy Spreadsheets. Did a his VBA course was a year old, and he held a night on Friday, and he asked me if I'd go along for a couple of hours. If you want to see a shambles of a night, there's a shambles of a night. I mean, he couldn't even work Excel himself. He's trying to tell us that the average goals in 380 games was 760. I thought, it never comes out at exactly two, does it? Never, it's impossible. He was highlighting the two columns of home and away teams. So he had 380 games, obviously times it by two, 760. That's what he was looking at. He wasn't adding up the goals. Doesn't even know how to work it. 1,206, wasn't it, Chris? Had to be pointed out. Absolute shambles it was. Shambles of a production, drinking his Katie cider. But we'll have a bit more on that tomorrow. It was quite a good, fun evening, to be fair. And joking aside, he is, VBA is excellent. But if we look at the old Spurs, who I put up on Friday, I'm just trying to find the results. I can't even see my own files here. Hold on a second. It's got to be here somewhere. Here we go. So Spurs went off at yesterday. I'm going 5 minutes before. It was a, 4:30 kickoff. There you are. We're going live. Spurs went off at 1.65 yesterday. So that's, I can't remember what price they were on Friday. They were a bit bigger than that. 1.65. So the market gave them a 60.6% chance of winning that game. Now, obviously, I said, fill your boots. Some people mocked me for it, saying, fill your boots. So the market gives them 60% chance. If I give them a 75% chance, then I'm making them about a 1.3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 3, 4, 3, 5 shot, and I'm backing them at 1.65. So in effect, what I want to do is not worry about that one bet where I've said fill your boots, and I understand that I put myself out there on a podcast on Friday and say that, and somebody may bet that and lose and then think I'm a complete tosser. But the idea of that is do it 100 times. So I can't remember now how many fill your boots bets we've had on the podcast. I think we've had 4, and I think we've had 3 winners. So if you happen to be on the one loser, which I can't even remember who it was, I think it might have been Everton losing to Watford, then of course, if that's how you're going to react to it, and you're going to think, oh, I'm really unlucky and I went on that and the world beats me up. And it's the whole thing of you make your choices and you go, right, I'm going to do it 100 times. Now, for me to have 100 fill your boots on the podcast may take 3, 4, 5 years, because we've only had 4 so far this season. And yes, we've had a stagnated start to the season, but if we're probably going to get 15, 20, and then maybe, we keep going and we do it next season. So it is that overreaction to one thing and all my down on my luck. And I look at that and go, yeah, when the Everton one lost, I thought, yeah, but the previous 2 won and this one won. But I'd have got pelters if Spurs. I'd have had the mickey taken out of me anyway, because I did say we'd stuff them. I do stand by. I think Conte will prove Spurs very quickly. Just the running itself and the actual effort involved. And obviously Friday was a better price, but I made them a certain price. I think the FTS odds sheet had them around 1.3. But it's not just one bet. It's that variance and that value over time that we need to dig into. But I just think in general, and I appreciate I'm just waffling on again, that in life in general, I'll get back into the rhythm of these podcasts now, that's part of it, that life in general, it's easy to be down on yourself and negative. It's a lot easier to be mean than it is to be nice. It's a lot easier to be controversial than you know, actually look into things. And that's the world we're living in, be it, you know, COVID or whatever. I haven't talked about these sort of issues, but you see the split. You know, I'm not sure. Everybody says go and get vaccinated, forcing people to get vaccinated. Is that really going to help? Because one, I think these people are so entrenched in not getting vaccinated, and two, you're just going to drive another wedge in society on an issue that, you know, nobody who not that I know of, and I might be wrong here, but very few people, I think, with things like Brexit, if you look over time, whatever's going to play out, because there's a financial implication to it, people are going to be able to turn around and go, that's it. And there'll always be people who say, no, Brexit's great. And there'll always be people who say, no, Brexit's wrong. But when you start, and ultimately there'll be financial things that you'll be able to point and actually show that and say. But this thing, COVID, as an example of how we're living at the moment, COVID is around. It's going to be around. It's not going away. It's not, you know, I know people say it's a hoax, it's just a cold, all that. It's not. It is obviously a disease. Lots of people have died, and we're living through a period of trying to manage it. And you know, I said I was reading a book about the cold. Well, when you read, we went into things change very quickly at moments of crisis. So everybody believes, well, how can, not everybody, but a number of people believe, how can you develop a vaccine in 3-4 years or 2-3 years and it be safe and this, that and the other. And I've said on here before, one of the things when you look into how these things work is medical research gets held up with funding. That's what holds it up. So in effect, they do one part, then they have to raise funding for the next part. We threw a ton of money at this because it's, in effect, it's a world crisis, and it's not just the UK, it's all over the world. I liken it a bit to like when we went into World War II. We went into World War II with planes with propellers, two wings, and that. We came out with jets over 4 or 5 years. That's how quickly things moved to, you know, the development of jets may have taken 20 years, but people were going up in planes that you could say were untested because that's what the times called for. But I just think this, we're not going to get rid of it, even with vaccines. It's not going to be something that we're ever going to say it's gone. And I just think this idea of actually saying to people, you've got to go and have it, when they've dug their heels in, you're just going to radicalise and make not radicalise isn't the right word. You're just going to cement a further feeling of division, and destabilise, you know, and make things harder. So yeah, it's really interesting. But as I say, where I was going with that, that's the world we live in, where at the minute it's easier for people to, it's really easy without any thought process of any consequences, either for yourself or for other people. You know, and these things always have a habit of biting you back in the arse over time, of being negative, nasty, mean. And I think a lot of people just turn away from it and get on with their own lives. I think some people try and fight against it and probably, you know, just end up getting frustrated and beating themselves up, and others thrive on it and love the division. You know, I generally think people like Trump love the division. They know then they can round their people and off they go. And maybe Boris and our lot are the same, who knows. Farage certainly does. Farage knows if he creates division, it gets him in with his people. But when you live in your own little life, I just think, try and be nice, look at positives, look at the good things you've done. Always try and do something good. I've had, you know, I've said I've made many gaffes in my life, but I genuinely look each day now to, can I help somebody? Somebody's emailed me today about, can I help them be made redundant? So I've made a plan to help them. Try and help people, but look back on what you've done. I think it's easy to be self-deprecating and beat yourself up. Actually look at the stuff you've done well, and then try and transpose that into, if you want to do this betting game, into your betting, to be a bit more positive. And don't take one result personally, don't take one bad day personally. Push on. I feel I'm talking quieter. The reason I'm talking quieter is Sam is in the room next door with somebody else, so I just didn't want to impose on their conversation. That's why. So it's not that I'm feeling, feeling miserable. I'm not. I'm just, I'm feeling thoughtful. I'm feeling very pensive today. Anyway, Spurs won. It's beautiful. We're just all gearing up to knock them old babble blowers. Wolves, eh? Good old Wolves, Timmy Rouse. I knew you were a good side. Them babble blowers out of the Carabao Cup, because I think they're starting to think they can win a trophy. So we're going to knock them old babble blowers out on just before Christmas at the old Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Put them in their little box. Interesting. I mean, I think Liverpool, Chelsea, City, miles away, the top four. Wide open. Arsenal, West Ham, Tottenham, United, obviously, if they get that right, probably still favourites, I would think. I don't know, actually. I honestly don't know now. Honestly, I think it is wide open. Be an interesting 6-7 months. And yes, as somebody said in the Telegram group, Conte still could become United manager because nothing is guaranteed at Tottenham. But I just loved seeing him. I just love watching him. I love that. I like Simeone at Atletico. I know that some people, it's not for them. My boy said he's a bit too dramatic, but I just love that sort of stuff. Anyway, have a lovely Monday. I don't know whether there's any words of wisdom in there at all. We will be getting back to things now. My podcast guest for tomorrow has cried off, so I haven't got a podcast guest tomorrow. Unless anybody wants to email me and come on, you're welcome to. If you're available 9, 10 o'clock and want to come on and chat about anything, and just drop me an email. But I'll do a podcast, whatever, tomorrow, and then we'll be back for the Premier League Friday, and then I will start the Saturday one. With goals and things, etc. In the build up to Christmas, we'll have a few Christmas competitions, do a few giveaways, and I will, as I say, the summer school, as we wind that down, I'll get to do some videos and things for you. I might have a final Zoom session at the end of that. I don't know when day 100 falls, but I'll do that for you and sort that out. That's it. Right, I'm going to leave you to it. Have a lovely good Monday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. And obviously anybody else, things I've got to deal with, I will be doing via email, etc. Take care, enjoy your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.